solving your health puzzle. Today we've been talking a lot about the nutritional component of the health puzzle. We've been talking about digestion and supplements, certain things that we need like the essential fatty acids and our ability to absorb those fatty acids, about toxins and how all this is interrelated. We're going to turn our discussion now. We've brought Carly to our show today. We're going to let her tell us her story. Now, her story is multifactorial because nutrition and emotional stress were factors creating an intolerance. An intolerance is an allergy-type of response. Now, these are three parts of the health puzzle that we've talked about earlier. Welcome, Carly.
Hi, Dr. Yeager.
Thanks for coming to our show today. Now, Carly, we're excited to have you here today. You know, you've got an interesting story to tell. Now, with you, you had a gluten intolerance, and you had a lot of pain and bloating in your stomach. And you know, tell us about this problem that you had with your stomach and your pain and your gluten intolerance.
Well, I really realized that it was a problem when I was driving up to Logan with my boyfriend. We were going to our wedding reception. And the whole way up, it was just an uncomfortable drive because I had eaten breakfast, so I had already had gluten in my system, and I was just bloated and passing a lot of gas. And this gas was not, you know, just a little bit of gas. It was a lot of gas, and it did not smell very good. So we were rolling down the windows quite a bit, and it was cold outside, so we didn't want to roll down the windows, but we had to do it. And when we got to this wedding reception, we had this beautiful lunch, and I had a couple rolls. They were really good, tasty rolls, and oh my goodness, when we left, I was just so bloated. My skirt was so much tighter, and the ride down was another uncomfortable one. So I was really concerned about this, and I knew that passing gas this much and being so bloated and having such smelly farts were not normal. And so I went into Dr. Yeager's office, and I talked to him about my problem. I said, Dr. Yeager, this is not normal, and it's not comfortable, and it's not enjoyable for others in the room. Is there anything that we can do about this? And so he's like, yeah, let's take a look at what's going on. And we found that the root of my problem was an emotional component. At this time, I was planning on getting engaged soon, and I was applying for the nursing program. And this was very stressful for me because I was so worried about, well, what if I don't get in, and what will I do, and how am I in my new husband going to be able to provide for ourselves? And I was just very stressed, and so all of this stress really affected my digestion, and it caused me to be gluten intolerant.
I noticed that, you know, before you were getting engaged, before that time, you had a lot of stress because of your schooling. You know, yeah, you were going to Weber State, and tell that part of the story, because it's an interesting component, because what you're talking about, how the gluten is really affecting your digestive system. And that's what it does. The gluten affects your digestive system, meaning that your ability to digest your food, and that gas is that poor digestion of the food, the incomplete digestion of the food, so it's actually turning rancid inside, and that's why you're passing this gas, because of this incomplete food digestion. But there was a lot of emotional stress with your schooling. You were struggling with schooling. Now, you weren't getting the grades that you wanted. Tell us about that.
So I went to Weber State, and just the life changes that you have to take with going off to college and having to be more independent and the higher demands of college studies, it was stressful and it was hard. And I just wasn't able to handle the stress as well as others could. I guess I didn't have very good stress managing skills, and as a result of that, I just had a hard time concentrating and really absorbing the knowledge that I had to learn in my courses. And so school became harder because of my increased stress.
You know, I remember you fretting about, you know, that you're going to blow this test, you know. I mean, not that you're going to blow it, but you're going to blow it enough so that you just couldn't get into nursing school.
Yeah, there was an entrance exam that I had to take, and I was really nervous about this entrance exam because I just heard that it was really tough, and it was a big component of your application, and with me and my grades, this test really could have made it or broken it, you know?
So it's interesting how all this stress actually triggered a gluten intolerance.
That's exactly what we're finding here, and that's what it became. Now, I remember when we first discovered what it was, you know, it was this fear that she's going to blow another test, that she wasn't going to be able to make the grade. And more than anything else, you wanted to be a nurse. From what age?
Ever since I can remember, really, I think I have a story from third grade of when I was pretending to be a nurse or something like that, and that's when I really knew, and I was trying to decide, you know, I was having a hard time with my grades. I was trying to decide if that is really what I should do or if I'm not really cut out to be a nurse, and I thought about it for a long time, and there just wasn't anything else that I wanted to do, and so this was just, it was really hard for me that this was so hard to obtain.
So when we treated you for these concerns, these fears that you had, that you weren't good enough, how did you feel after we started treating you for those fears?
Oh, my anxiety decreased a lot. I was able to better deal with day-to-day life in general. Life was kind of getting hard at that point in time for me. I would cry a lot. I would cry a few times a week. And I wasn't quite sure why. I didn't know what was wrong with me exactly. I didn't feel like anything in particular had set me off for that day or that time, but I was just crying and I was just sad and I couldn't really help it.
You know, that's right. But you know, once we treated you for these fears and these emotions, that improved a lot. Tell us, you know, after we treated you for those fears, how did it affect your ability to eat the gluten?
Oh my goodness, I could eat wheat again, and I did not get bloated. And I did not have stinky farts. and how grateful I was for that, because let me tell you, that is not something that is very socially acceptable.
Well, this for guys, it's almost a bragging right that you can smoke out an entire room, but I can see that it's been problematic.
Yeah, for a girl of 20, that's not what you want to be doing.
You know, once we treated you for that, you know, one of the other things that we found, there's an issue where you still had some fatigue, and it turned out to be adrenal fatigue, and so we need to support the adrenal gland. Remember, the gluten intolerance is emotional stress that plays a real toll on the adrenal gland. It puts them on overdrive all the time, and after that, adrenal glands has been working because of all this emotional stress, the gluten intolerance, you know, the stress from school, you know, it's makes that adrenal fatigue, and so you were pretty tired and affected by that, weren't you?
I was, and I believe it was a year after we had treated me for my emotional components, my gluten intolerance, that I just felt like I was still so tired all the time, and I still had anxiety, and I would get angry and upset at my husband, and things just were tough. Things just weren't right still. I was so used to being such a happy, bubbly girl, and I was like, and I'm not that way, and I know that that's not right, that I am not well. And so I came back to Dr. Yeager, and I told him how I was feeling, and so we tested me out, and we found that I had adrenal fatigue and that I also had a hormone imbalance. And that contributed to my fatigue and my emotional problems and other things like that.
So after nutritional support and hormonal balancing, then you started feeling better?
Oh my goodness, it was a night and day difference. I had so much more energy. I felt happy. I wasn't getting angry at my husband. I did so much better in school. That next summer I did fantastic. I was blowing myself away. I didn't think I was capable of doing that well. So it was good.
Well, thank you. We'll be right back.
We're going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We're also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. Today we've been discussing about the nutritional interference and the things that affect our digestion and the nutrients that are really important that we need to be getting into our body. We just had Carly talk to us and telling us about her story, which affected the nutrition, affected there's the emotional component that we had to deal with. You know, there was things that have developed into an intolerance towards gluten that was resolved. So thank you, Carly, for telling that story. Supporting her with the nutrition for her hormones was essential for her emotional balance, as well as treating the emotions themselves. Now, these emotions are real feelings that she had and needed to be dealt with and released so that she can move forward with her life and to be the person that she was meant and wants to be.
Emotions can have tremendous impact on how we think and deal with situations in our lives. They can be healthy and benefit our lives, and we, as a result, have productive lives.
But when we have unhealthy feelings, we become self-defeating in our behaviors and our thoughts that sabotage our lives. Now, I use a number of techniques that assist our body to release these negative emotions. EFT, or emotional freedom technique, fear releases. That's what we did with Carly, to release those fears of school when doing well enough on her test, enable her to be accepted in the nursing program. By the way, she's in the nursing program now. Now, I use color and sound therapy and healing codes and anger releases. These are all techniques that I use. You know, many of these emotions and feelings are actually subconscious. They can be tied into other interferences of the health puzzle, like the hormonal imbalance and with adrenal fatigue or a low thyroid. You know, emotional stress can be a trigger for allergies and intolerances. That is what happened with Carly. So now we have Nikkel Westover here with us, so she can tell her story on how using the 6 different interferences changed her life. Welcome, Nikkel.
Thank you, Dr. Yeager. I have a pretty long story, but I'm going to be pretty brief here. In regards to my health, I've been to several doctors, none of whom were able to help me until I came to Dr. Yeager, and that's why I'm here today. Starting with my allergies, I was never tested for food allergies before Dr. Yeager, but I can tell you that my entire body, my entire life has changed since receiving treatment for these allergies. In regards to my digestion, I would get overly full too easily and feel sick quite often. I got to the point where if I ate anything, I would bloat and have severe pain in my stomach and abdomen. Aside from the pain, I could not even digest my food well. I developed a fear of food because food was not moving through my body easily.
You know, Nikkel, did you realize that these digestive problems were related to these allergies?
I didn't know that I had allergies per se, but I knew that the food was the problem, that my body wasn't able to actually use the food properly.
So the allergies were actually affecting your ability to digest your food, which created this bloating and gassiness and just not feeling comfortable.
Right. Along with that pain, I really did develop a root fear of food. And it got to the point where I was in so much pain that I couldn't eat for weeks anything but Jell-O or applesauce. Became, for a few months, I was so weak and so tired and so bloated and in so much pain, and I had no idea what was going on with me. I would go to doctor after doctor, and they would tell me that I was just stressed or that I was the healthiest person my age that they had ever met. And it would make me feel really discouraged. I felt like I was a crazy person and that I was just having all this pain in my mind or something. But coming to Dr. Yeager was really a good blessing for me because it not only helped me realize that I wasn't crazy, but also it's helped me to actually be able to enjoy life and be able to assimilate my food properly.
Tell me about the fears that you had.
Well, I was terribly afraid of being rejected, of being abandoned, of being forgotten, not being enough, failing. I was even afraid of succeeding. I was afraid of people in general, and I was afraid of myself. So on the whole, I was pretty much a mess.
Once you released your fears, that turned around, didn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, the turning point in my treatment was the healing codes. When Dr. Yeager tested me for which codes I needed, he was right on the button. I cannot say enough about that. Once again, I was very much struggling, and I didn't feel myself hardly at all. I was swinging from emotion to emotion, but the first time that I did the healing codes, I slept well, I woke happy, I had more energy, and was able to cope throughout the day. I felt so good.
You know, another blessing from that is you were able to start eating again and not be afraid to eating, and it wasn't hurting you. You could take your supplements, and you could get the nutrients you needed. No wonder your energy levels went up.
Absolutely. In fact, for Father's Day, we had all the family over, and we had a dinner. We had meat, we had nightshades, we had dairy, gluten, yeast, corn, and sugars all in the same meal. And
wow.
That night I realized that for the first time my stomach didn't hurt. I didn't have mucus building up, my abdomen wasn't bloated, there was no pain, I didn't have a headache, my bones didn't hurt. It was amazing.
That's great.
Mikhail, you're just another example of the emotions and the stress that is affected you because with your headaches and your digestive system, you know, it created these allergies and sensitivities. There's toxins involved. Even your structure was affected because you had back and neck pain. Isn't that right?
Yes, actually. When I was a teenager especially, I had severe stress in my shoulders and my neck to the point where I couldn't relax. I physically could not relax, and I walked so stiff and so straight that people would make fun of me.
So as we release these things, you know, all the pain went away, you were able to enjoy your life has totally changed. These are the things that happen when we use the six steps to wellness. We identify the interferences like we did with Carly, like we did with Mikhail, and as we remove these interferences, you know, your life has changed. You know, covering up the symptoms, it just doesn't make any sense anymore as we identify these interferences. So every person has a choice to make. I use the analogy, if you put your hand over a flame of fire, as you feel that heat, you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That's what people do when they just ignore their symptoms and continue to move on. Or you can leave your hand over that burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool that hand. That's what many medications do. Just hide those, what's going on. They make you ignore them. They suppress the symptoms, but they never get down to that underlying cause, and that flame continues to burn. Or you can take your hand off the burning flame, and that's what holistic healthcare does.
Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the Six Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager. so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.
I'm retired Police Chief Joe DeLaderante, and you probably have no idea how common identity theft has become. And you probably have no idea the firestorm of time, money, and frustration that goes with trying to repair your good name and credit. So why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You need LifeLock.
Call now and mention Radio 10 for 10% off. That's like 1 month free.
Call 1-800-200-6543. That's 1-800-200-6543.